Despite their stagger, the suitor amazed, gaping at one another, trading forecasts. Iris will soon be ironed out for good. He's in for the beating he begged for all along. Look at the ham on that old gaffer, just under his rags. Each outcry jolted Iris to the core too late. The servants trussed his clothes up, dragged him on, the flesh on his body quaking now with terror. Antinous rounded on him, flinging insults. You clumsy ox, you're better off dead or never born at all, if you cringe at him, paralyzed with fear of an old broken hulk, ground down by the pains that hound his steps. Mark my word, so help me, I'll make it good. If that old relic whips you and wins the day, I'll toss you into a black ship and sail you off to Echetus, the mainland king who wrecks all men alive. He'll lop your nose and ears with his ruthless blade. He'll rip your privates out by the roots, he will, and serve them up to his dogs to bolt down raw. That threat shook his knees with a stronger fit, but they hauled him into the ring. Both men put up their fists, with the seasoned fighter Odysseus deeply torn now. Should he knock him senseless, leave him dead where he'd dropped, or just stretch him out on the ground like jab? As he mulled things over, that way seemed the best. A glancing blow, the suitors would not detect him. The two men squared off, and Iris hurled her fist at Odysseus's right shoulder as he came through with a hook below the ear, pounding Iris's neck, smashing the bones inside. Suddenly red blood came spurting out of his mouth, and headlong down he pitched in the dust, howling, teeth locked in a grin, feet beating the ground. And the princely suitors, flinging their hands in the air, died laughing. Grabbing him by the leg, Odysseus hauled him through the porch, across the yard to the outer gate, heaped him against the courtyard wall, sitting slumped, stuck his stick in his hand and gave him a parting shot. Now hold your post! Play the scarecrow to all the pigs and dogs, but no more lording it over strangers, no more playing the beggar king for you, you loathsome fool, or you'll bring down something worse around your neck. He threw his beggar's sack across his shoulders, torn and tattered, slung from a fraying rope, then back he went to the sill and took his seat. The suitors ambled back as well, laughing jauntily, toasting the beggar warmly now, those proud young blades, one man egging the other on. Stranger, friend, may Zeus and the other deathless gods fill up your sack with blessings. All your heart desires. You've knocked him out of action, that insatiable tramp, that parasite on the land. Ship him off to Echetus, fast, the mainland king who wrecks all men alive. Welcome words, and a lucky omen too, Odysseus's heart leapt up. Antinous laid before him a generous goat sausage, bubbling fat and blood. Amphimenus took two loaves from the wicker tray and set them down beside him, drank his health in a golden cup and said, Cheers, old friend, old father, saddled now as you are with so much trouble. Here's to your luck. Great days from this day on. And the one who knew the world replied at length, Amphimenus, you seem like a man of good sense to me. Just like your father, at least I've heard his praises. Nisus of Dulichian, a righteous man and rich, you're his son, they say. You seem well spoken, too. So I will tell you something. Listen, listen closely. Of all that breathes and crawls across the earth, our Mother Earth breeds nothing feebler than a man. So long as the gods grant him power, spring in his knees, he thinks he will never suffer affliction down the years. But then, when the happy gods bring on the long, hard times, bear them he must against his will and steal his heart. Our lives, our mood and mind as we pass across the earth, turn as the days turn. As the Father of men and gods make each day dawn. I too seemed destined to be a man of fortune once, and a wild wicked swathe I cut, indulged my lust for violence, staking all on my father and my brothers. Look at me now. And so I say, let no man ever be lawless all his life. Just take in peace.